know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Phil's baseball back on WIP tonight. First pitch, 8:40. Playing the worst team in baseball, the 8-win Colorado Rockies.
8 wins on May 20th.
It's almost...
That's tough.
Dude, it's almost a situation where you need to sweep all 4 games. Like, that's how bad they are.
Well, that's what... Like, last night was annoying.
Yes, first 5 innings.
For most of it.
Yeah, we're down 1-0 or 3-0.
Yeah, and, like, dumb mistakes, too. Like, letting Jordan Beck get the second base, and then that bleeder falls in.
Well, and then I went and I looked to... Who was the starter for Colorado last
Kyle
night?
Kyle Freeland.
Kyle Freeland. I'm like, maybe he's good. And I look at his 7 starts this year. I was like, 6 runs, 5 yep. runs, 6 runs. Yeah, it was annoying. Let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
I was trying to find real quick.
A buzz-like delay on that.
No. It was lower. I was trying to find real quick where Battle got that Ike return from.
Oh.
Because it was not this.
That'd be Baby Ruth Taylor.
That's what I thought it was.
No, I'm pretty sure that was the Broads one. Where he mumbled right through the Broads one. So I'll find it.
Okay.
I'll find it a little bit later.
The Broads one was incredible.
The Broads one's so funny.
Yeah.
See you, Broads.
So good.
All right. But I have for you today.
You missed this yesterday, buddy?
Yeah. The 5 things I don't want to hear anymore. Now, we all love Ben Davis on this show.
Mm-hmm.
He is a new entrant to the drop board with stuff like this.
Guys like to be stroked.
Yep.
And I'm sure he's thrilled to be on the drop board. It's an honor that everyone around the city relishes.
It's like a key to the city from the WIP Afternoon Show.
Exactly right. And this is not a pause moment, but it's just something I don't want to hear anymore, is whatever this noise Ben made on the broadcast last night.
But Helton would grunt on every swing. And it was loud and obnoxious.
Whoa.
You want to hit that again?
Sounds like a tennis player.
Yeah, he's Monica Seles.
The 4th thing that I don't want to hear any more of is Podcast P.
Yeah, I'm done with him.
Podcast P, he's back. The podcast is taking off.
Yep.
And
he's doing it for the people.
For the people.
So for the people.
All the honesty.
He doesn't want to run from it.
No.
It's for the people. And thank God he doesn't worry about getting his body right anymore.
Right. Well, yesterday it came out, but Gilly took him to task. On his last year at the Sixers. Here's the back and forth.
I'm going to keep it all the way real. I gave you a pass this year. This year, you got to go stupid, bro.
Nah, 100%. The most frustrating thing about the last season was, obviously, I came in, I was healthy. I didn't have no hiccups. I spent the whole offseason working on my body, getting healthy, and then I get to Philly. Preseason, I get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, like, I didn't give it full time to heal. I got an expectation. I'm not going to leave them hanging. I want to go out there and play. I'm out there and it's like, damn, like I know something ain't right. Obviously the hyperextension, my knee was still bothering me. I had the brace for a long time. From the brace, I started to develop, quad tendon injury. Then I had an injury that I didn't even know. And this was the original of why I was feeling like something's off. Come to find out I had a torn adductor. And the whole time it's just like, people like the Philly fans can be rough on you. I was cool with it because again, at the end of the day, it's an expectation that they hold. And I respect that. I'm not one that's going to shy away from that. I want that heat. You know what I mean? I want that pressure. It just was unfortunate that I can't give them everything I got. And I ain't here for no excuses. I didn't hold up to my bargain, right? But I do know and I have learned what I need to go and do going forward.
Can I tell you the thing with Podcast P or Paul George on that? I do respect that he's like, I wasn't good enough. I don't blame the fans for being mad at me. Mm-hmm. He let Gilly roast him, say it wasn't good enough. But just leave it at that. It's just, this is the problem with the podcast.
Yeah.
Is that he's going to end up saying something that's annoying.
Yep.
And I just don't, I'm actually fine with him being on the team. I still think he could be a pretty good player. Mm-hmm. I just want him to shut up. I know that sounds unfair. I talk for 4 hours a day. Some would say too much.
Yeah.
But I want him to shut up because my job is to talk.
You wouldn't be talking 4 hours a day if you were making $50 million a year.
No, I would not. And can I tell you, if I was making $50 million a year, you couldn't pay me enough to go do a friggin' podcast once a week.
Exactly,
and,
right, yes.
And have some guy come on the podcast and tell me how I suck.
Right.
I'm a Hall of Fame basketball player. I do not need to get, this isn't an
Gilly.
Anti, yeah.
Right.
It's like, just shut up. He just, do you hear in that? All
well,
he could have said
what you're
was,
saying, yeah.
The first part of the answer was fine. I hear what you're saying. It wasn't good enough. Fans can have a right to be mad. Mm-hmm. But here are all the injuries I had.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, they say, yeah, you went through, you were good at the beginning, and then you started giving us the explanations, the reasons,
yeah.
The excuses, which people don't want to. I'll say this, man. If Paul George is here next year, man, if again, with the health, if he's healthy, I guess he's a solid player.
He's
his
a great
position,
shooter.
Yes,
he's
yeah.
a good defender. Like, he's not worth $50 million. I get it. But he's
I tell you what,
should
Ace,
be fine.
If Ace Bailey becomes Paul George,
we would all be very, very happy.
We'd all be very happy.
Yeah.
Now, college Paul George, Fresno State, or pro?
No, pro Paul George.
Pro Paul George.
Man. Man, young Paul George in Indiana, and even when he went to OKC, Paul George was still.
Even with the Clippers.
Yes, his first couple years of the Clippers.
When he was in Indiana, that's when he was going head-to-head against LeBron.
LeBron, yep.
When he was in a OKC, they were good.
Yep.
And then he had a Western Conference Finals run. I would die for a Conference Finals
run.
Yeah,
I'll take Paul. Yeah, I'll take. If he's Paul George, yeah, hell yeah, I'll take that.
I just want him to shut up. I just podcast needs to go away.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
The third thing I don't want to hear any more of is more fraud Eagles fans coming out of the woodwork after the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
Who now?
So A.J. Brown talked earlier today because we all remember John Legend played at his engagement party.
Yeah.
Well, here's A.J. Brown talking about that relationship.
How do you go about getting John Legend in your proposal?
He's a big Eagles fan. He's a big Eagles fan. He went to a school here in Penn. So it just kind of teamed up perfectly for me, and so I'm going to leave it at that.
Big Eagles fan, John Legend, my ass. No way is he an Eagles fan.
Where is he from?
I don't even know.
Okay.
Definitely not from here.
No.
I know he went to college, quote-unquote, here.
Well, he went to Penn.
Well, it's not quote-unquote college.
Yeah, it's right across the street.
Yeah.
I just said quote-unquote. Let's not get hung up on the quote-unquote. All right? I see what you're doing in there. I'm just Anne Hathaway came out of the woodwork.
Yes.
By the way, Anne Hathaway on Instagram celebrating the Knicks series win.
Hold on. Good, because you were pro Anne Hathaway.
I just wanted to I was trying to get her on the show.
Well, here's the thing you'll find with a lot of these stars, actors, entertainers, what have you. They're rarely a fan of every sports team from wherever they're from.
Sure.
So usually they got different allegiances.
Or they end up Laker fan because
yeah,
they're
like,
in L.A.
Like, yeah. Like,
so he's from Springfield, Ohio.
Look at Ohio.
John Legend.
John Legend. Yeah. He's an Ohioisman.
Yeah.
Diehard Eagles fan from the middle of Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
He didn't say he was a diehard Eagles fan.
He said big Eagles fan.
I don't know how old John Legend is, but maybe he was here during the time that I was playing. I mean, we won a lot of football games. We gained a lot of Eagles fans through the early 2000s, especially when it comes to celebrities.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We gained a lot of Eagles fans during that time.
You guys were good.
Yeah.
Really good.
I just want to quiz him. I just want to know how many, like, I want to see.
Jack the Gatekeeper.
I never heard him ever mention the Eagles once, John Legend. Stop. Now all of a sudden he's a big Eagles fan.
You don't even like the Eagles.
But I do. That's where I get my backup. I get my backup when these people start coming out of the woodwork.
The Eagles, here's what I'll tell you. The Eagles are a national brand.
Uh-huh.
They're no longer relegated to being regional.
I know, but I like that.
I understand that, but we're past that. The team has had too much success to be like, it's us against the world and nobody else likes the Eagles. When quite frankly, a lot of people like these. They like Nick. They like Jalen Hurts. They like Saquon Barkley. There's a lot of people out there that like the Eagles.
I let Morris Chestnut in. Even though he's not from here, because he's all over the place. He's in the hype videos. I get it. Is John Legend going to do anything with the hype video? Like, I just, I've never heard of John Legend. Well, he's 47 years old.
We could take a break from Bradley Cooper for one of the hype videos and use John Legend.
Different people.
Bradley Cooper's been around for a long time as an Eagles fan. John Legend came out of nowhere. Anne Hathaway came out of nowhere.
Well,
I'm not telling you they didn't come around in 2017. I'm not telling you that's not what it is.
There's no way he can name 10 Eagles. No way.
We got to get John Legend on the show.
I'm sure
Let me DM him on Instagram like I did with Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, sure that'll go away.
Didn't work out.
The second thing I don't want to hear about anymore is Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. I mean,
You're done?
I don't care. Like, whatever. Now there's the thing of today, a big story that she's telling people that they're engaged to be married.
She told at least one person that they're engaged.
Wow, really?
That was the story today. Yeah.
Every day there's something
surprised?
About Bill Belichick and her. It's like, who cares? Whatever.
Well, it seems like a lot of people care.
Yes, I know.
I kind of care.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, it seems like a lot of people care.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm with you.
Oh, really? You don't care?
No. Oh. I mean, honestly, I don't.
Okay.
But I do because it's a story.
I can't look away.
Yeah, it's a story.
Yeah.
Listen, old man is living his life, man.
Yep.
The family members, relax. He's not going to give away all the money. Relax.
He almost couldn't possibly.
No.
He must have so much money.
Well, they're worried about him giving it to her.
Yes.
Yes. So.
Well, they're worried about that, the will.
Yes.
The will.
Exactly.
There's going to be such a fight over the will if Bill Belichick passes away.
And you know he's going to make it cryptic. And
yep. She's going to get every penny.
What they don't realize is he secretly doesn't like some of you as family members. You just think he does. He's not leaving you anything.
The smart move would be, if you're a Bill Belichick family member, to be very positive.
Exactly.
So you can stay in the will.
Yes, to be supportive of what he's doing.
Don't be fighting over him dying before he dies.
Yes.
Yeah, get in there.
Let the big dog eat.
Yes.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
But the number one thing I don't want
to... And by the way, Bill Belichick, if you use promo code 94 at BlueChew.com, you get your first month free.
Oh, you know that dude. I'm surprised he isn't already pushing some product.
Oh, my God.
I'm surprised he's not already pushing a product. You know they've called him.
Yes.
Of course people have called him.
Yes. And by the way, BlueChew, Carolina, Blue.
Yes.
Come on,
whoa.
Bill.
He's embarrassed to do it.
Oh, yeah.
He's embarrassed to do it. I mean, he won't do it.
He's got to call Jimmy Johnson.
Yes.
He was one of
Would
the OGs.
Agree? They've called him.
Oh, they, yeah, absolutely.
Of course they called him.
Do you think that he coaches a game in North Carolina?
Ooh.
Yes. Yes. I think this is all noise from the outside. First of all, North Carolina is irrelevant if he's not there. So where's the benefit for them, for him not being at? He's like, they're acting as if somehow they threw him a lifeline.
Right.
He's Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
He's fine. You're North Carolina. Nobody cares about that school or going there unless it's for basketball. For football, you're not going to get a bigger or better coach than Bill Belichick. It would be foolish for North Carolina to ruin this relationship based on what outside people are saying about this young lady being his girlfriend.
All I know is I want her calling plays by week 3.
Yeah. I'm just saying, would you agree though? If I'm North Carolina, I'm making sure I keep Bill Belichick happy before he decides to leave.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think so.
Just remember, Mike Lombardi ditched us.
Yeah.
To go there.
Yeah. Well, he can't come back, by the way.
Well, he definitely's not coming back because Mayock is taking over.
Mayock's way better. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry, Mike.
Yes.
But the number one thing I don't want to hear anymore is that Jonesy isn't one of us. He's still one of us.
Oh, Keith Jones.
He was on the morning show this morning.
Yeah.
And he dropped a few pause-worthy moments as he used to do.
Oh, there we go.
Back when he was on the morning show. Here's the first one.
I was lucky. I was always an early riser, like no matter what.
Yeah.
So that it kind of became the perfect job for me. So no matter what time I was finished doing a hockey game the night before or coming back from Connecticut when the NBC studios were there, I never had a problem getting up.
And he also,
you know, if you ever watched the morning show, when Jonesy delivers a line like that, he gives you like this little kid just got away with something look, like this grin.
Yep.
I'm sure he gave that grin.
100%. But he also, This one is even better.
Flame of Love.
I think it worked for him, you know, in order to sell what we have going on here to him. He was very popular. There was a lot of teams that were after him. And it was not an easy get. So I was happy that that process, you know, ended the way it did. But it was long and it was hard.
Still one of us.
Yep. He can't shake it. He did it for too long.
That's more of you focusing in on that.
But it was long and it was hard.
Yeah, that's you. That's not Jonesy.
That is drop board type material, though. Sorry, Jonesy. We got very high quality.
What's the first one he said?
I had no problem getting
up. Yeah, I had no problem getting up. That's one, Jonesy. I could see the smirk coming from there.
Yes, the huge Jonesy smirk. Yes.
Well, yeah, because he's talking about Tockett there. He's got to sell his guy. You never make a joke in the middle of that.
Great to hear Jonesy.
Yes.
I hadn't heard him all year.
Yeah.
Except from the last time he was on with us.
Yep.
Love hearing
but
Jonesy.
But it was long and it was hard.
With that Canadian accent.
Yep.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 3 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Walt in West Deptford. You're on WIP. What's up, Walt?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you doing?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, just calling in. Showing that today's been good. I've been listening to everything since 8 a.m. All the shows been great with Jonesy in the morning, what you guys were just talking about.
There you go.
All that. You and Gilio did pretty good on your debate. I liked it.
Oh,
I'm
appreciate
on your side with Embiid. We're keeping Embiid.
There we go.
Wow.
There we go.
Yeah.
See?
We're keeping Embiid. There's no reason to get rid of him this year. We give him one more year.
Yep, that's at least one more.
See, well,
at least one more year.
Embiid needs more of Ike and less of me, to be quite honest with you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But our Phillies are hot. Phillies a great time right now. Really what I just wanted to be short and sweet and just hop in on the narrator at the end just for the tickets.
Oh, the distinctive voice for next question today.
Yeah.
And the winner gets a choice between Thomas Rhett tickets, which is at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion July 11th. July 12th is Creed. July 29th is The Offspring. And that is part of Live Nation's $30 Ticket to Summer special offer. You can go to livenation.com/ticket to summer for more details. All right, what's your distinctive voice? It's Busta Rhymes' birthday.
I'm going to say Morgan Freeman.
I already been taken. You got a backup?
Oh, was it? All right, Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh, there you go.
Samuel L. is a good one.
Samuel.
Samuel L. is a good one, Walt.
I'll go with that one.
All right.
There you go.
There he is.
Samuel. Walt.
That's a good one. Ziggy in the Lehigh Valley. You're on WIP. What's up, Ziggy?
Dallas sucks.
There you go. Is that the whole thing?
Yeah, that's it. What do you want me to say? I mean, you know, they're going to put their money on Dallas in the early part of the season because they're just going to be trash anyway.
Are you calling Friday show? Yeah, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just letting it out a little bit.
Okay, it's all right. You got anything else?
I don't really care about the tush push.
Okay, all right.
We need... You know how hard it is to get back to the big game after you won it.
It's very hard.
This is just a little bit more juice. That's all.
Okay.
We're back to everyone's against us because they can't beat us. So that's fine. That's good. I don't care. We don't need it. It's not who we are. It's just one of our things. It's just a little nuance. And we'll come up with something else.
Okay.
I'm worried about it.
All right. Anything else on the list?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
What do I want to know? You called. I just want to make sure you got everything out.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, for the most part. Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Keep Embiid. Trade him. Who cares?
Yeah. There you go. You're knocking him dead today, Ziggy.
Ziggy.
You got a distinctive voice for next question today.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go hometown. How about Rodney Dangerfield?
Hometown of where?
His hometown, I guess.
He's from the Lehigh Valley?
I thought you meant your hometown, Ziggy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No.
Where the hell is Rodney Dangerfield from?
Okay.
Awesome.
All right, Ziggy,
awesome.
Ziggy, I got to dial in.
He's from Long Island.
Yeah, okay, Ziggy, what we're trying to get to is why did you say hometown and then say Rodney Dangerfield?
I misspoke.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah, I mean, it's a good answer. It's a good, he's got a distinctive voice. That was one of the best calls we ever got, I think. Just went through a list of stuff.
He had some stuff to get off his chest.
Yeah, started with Dallas sucks.
Yeah. And then I said, what else? And he's like, I don't know. What do you want to know? Bill and Berwyn, you're on WIP. What's up, Bill?
How you guys doing on this beautiful Tuesday?
Oh, man, we're killing
What's
it,
up, bro?
Yeah, first time, long time. I've been listening to you guys since I was a little kid. My dad would always have WIP on in the background. So
there you go.
Glad to be on. Yeah.
Grew up with WIP.
Man.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. So I wanted to talk to you guys about Mick Abel. How are they going to keep him down here? And then with the situation with Andrew Painter as well, what's the plan? What have you guys heard?
What do you think, Fritzy?
Well, I think Abel's going to go back to AAA, obviously, because they sent him down yesterday. And Painter will be up in 2 weeks,
Yay!
3 weeks probably. And I do wonder if, like, they can't just put him right into the rotation. You know, like Taiwan's kind of taking his spot for now. And unless Taiwan struggles, maybe they could. I'm still more fascinated with Mick Abel as a possible reliever and a weapon from that standpoint.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know if Taiwan would go to the bullpen since he's had some success there. But
Mick Abel's they've already said he's going back to the rotation while Nola's out. So, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I wonder what we get out of Taiwan now. Does Taiwan need to, you talk about stretching guys out.
You need a ramp up period?
Yeah, does he need a ramp up period to become a starter again?
I don't know.
Yeah, all right, good.
I wouldn't think so, but again, like he kind of ran out of gas by the third inning his last time out.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Hey, Bill, for next question day, you got somebody with a distinctive voice?
Yeah, how about Jennifer Tilly?
That is a distinctive voice. Good call, Jennifer Tilly.
Don't know Jennifer Tilly.
You Google her, you'll know her.
Yep.
In a billion movies. Yeah, a billion movies. You would definitely. She's got that voice where she sounds like an airhead or whatever. It was part of her.
Oh,
her
from, I didn't even pull her up yet. Did she play in Old School?
No, I don't think Jennifer Tilly was in Old School.
Tilly or Tiller?
Tilly. T-I-L-L-Y.
Oh, I see her. Yeah, I see her. Yeah. I do not know her.
Really?
Jennifer Ellen, that's wrong. Yes, it's Jennifer Tilly.
Hmm. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
Oh, this ought to be great.
Okay, so it will be Ike. Like that's you. I got a bone to pick because I didn't say it yesterday because Ike was not in yesterday because he was taking the day off.
Yeah, there you go. Some of us need those.
Mm-hmm. I know. Listen, I have the winner. The winner is Anthony Hopkins. So can a Cowboys fan win today?
Nope.
Probably not.
Oh, can I donate it?
And his voice is not even that distinctive. Yeah. Anthony Hopkins?
Oh, stop. You know who it is when you hear
Well, I know who he is.
Well, there's a million of those. We got to pick the best one, not one that counts.
We're trying to figure out, one where you just hear the voice and you don't need to see him.
Well, I was going to say Ike Reese, but...
That would have been a good choice.
That would be a good one. Yeah. I would take, honestly, everybody made fun of mine, I would take Michael Caine over Anthony Hopkins in terms of distinctive voice.
That's wrong. Anyway, did anyone check on, did Jolly go to the Phillies Pirates game looking for Olivia Dunn?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I would imagine there was a protective order on
She's
Jolly.
So hot.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, what weight loss drug is Schwarber on? What do you think he's on? Think he's taking the same
thing? Nah, just good old American muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure he is.
Aren't you a Phillies fan?
No, I'm not. Not anymore. I gave up on that. All right, listen, though, before I... Ike, listen.
Yes.
In honor of your hatred of the Dallas Cowboys...
Don't
and
hate.
You going, and you predicting the Cowboys to go 8-9 without even looking...
Did I say 8-9 or 9-8?
I think you said 8-9.
I said 8-9. Yeah, well, I'll stick with 8-9.
All right, I'd like to do my impression of Ike Reese on any given day. Okay, would you like to hear that? Here it goes. Okay, I'm Ike Reese. Peace, love, and harmony. Hey, Ike, let's talk about the Cowboys. I hate them. I hate the players. I hate the owner. I hate the fans, especially the ones who live in Philadelphia. They're a bunch of losers. Jerry Jones should have taken me in the first round.
I wanted to be a Cowboy, right?
I'd be in the Hall of Fame. I should be on Monday Night Football with Joe Buck. It shouldn't be that.
Well, that is true. Yeah, I should be there instead of Troy Aikman.
Yeah, I should be making millions of dollars on selling blue chew. Damn it, Buzz. Give me a vodka and ginger. Ike Reese on any given day.
Listen,
day, losers.
I don't even actually hate the Cowboys. I really don't.
Well, he hung up again.
Yeah. I don't even really hate the Cowboys. But because of you, I'll give you credit. You sort of relit the fire for the Dallas Cowboys for me.
And I think this could be at least preseason, a rebirth of Cowboy Jim, because there's some optimism that they could be better this year.
When they smack the Cowboys on opening night, he's going to go right back into that cubby hole.
Yep. What if we lose opening night?
Well, then his head will be out there all night. Yep. He'll never go back in the cup.
We will see him at Chickie's on that Friday. Yes. I promise you that.
Listen, I'm putting my neck on the line. Listen, the Cowboys, you said I said 8-9.
You did.
I'll take it. 8-9. Possibly 9-8. Either way, they won't get to 10 wins and they're not making the playoffs.
Okay.
I stand on
it. Lock it. Lock it up. On that. Coming up next, Mike Garofalo with some interesting info about Nick Sirianni in the wake of Nick Sirianni signing his contract.
Pockets are heavy.
Oh, he is.
Man.
Oh, he is going to buy the beer for everyone at some Sea Isle bar this week. Or is he an Avalon guy or Sea Isle guy?
Can Nick handle 15 a year?
I couldn't. I couldn't handle $15 million.
Lifetime money, right? And coach's money is guaranteed.
Dude, sometimes when guys sign contracts like that, what I do the math of what the paycheck would be,
right.
And it sounds fake. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, he's getting one of those paychecks with six digits on it.
Yes.
Easily.
So it's 26 paychecks at $15 million, which means it's about $600,000 before taxes. So after taxes, it's still $350 in a paycheck.
In a paycheck.
Unbelievable. All right. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.